Let's all stand for the reading of God's Word. The Bible says in Psalm 136, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that made great lights, for His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever. Drop down to verse 23. Who remembered us in our low estate, for His mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for His mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. Thank you. You may be seated.
Amen. Thank you, gentlemen. They didn't expire. It didn't sound like they expired to me. They did just fine. In just a few moments, we're going to be taking some testimonies. I hope in the last few days you've thought a little bit about some things that maybe you'd have to share. Yesterday, I was sitting in my office and I had a few burdens on my heart, and I just began reflecting just upon some things that the Lord had done in the past. And so often we think about things that are just in the immediate past, so to speak. But the Lord reminded me of just a couple of special things that I'll share with you this morning. Just for whatever reason, the Lord brought them to my mind and He encouraged my heart in a special way. I remember years ago, my wife and I, we were traveling. We had just our oldest son, Andrew, at the time. And we were in South Bend, Indiana. And, of course, I don't sound like I'm from Indiana, so I don't have a ton of connections up there. But I remember our son Andrew was very sick with a fever. As a matter of fact, had we had a thermometer that night, we probably would have just shuddered at how hot he was. But he was sick, and we didn't know what to do as young parents. I know for me, here I was as a young father, and I thought to myself, oh, what do we do? You know, I had no idea. And I remember we decided that we would just stay the night and we would see what would happen. We didn't know who to contact. We didn't have any idea about any doctors or such. And so I remember that morning we woke up and Andrew was still just as bad, if not worse, as he was the night before. And I remember taking the Yellow Pages. I know this dates me. You can't, this time you couldn't really Google and look up physicians and reviews and all that on the internet. And I remember just doing the only thing that I knew. We took a phone book and just looked through with the pediatricians. And I said, boy, Lord, I have no idea, but we need to get him to see a doctor. And so maybe I made a few calls that morning. I don't think I made it very many, maybe just two or three. And the one office said, well, you go ahead and you bring him on in. And so I remember we went into the hospital or to the doctor's office. And the doctor came in, asked us some questions, what we were doing, why we were in the area and such. And I remember at the conclusion of the visit, he said, here's your medicine. He said, here's your doctor's visit for free. Don't worry about that. And you just go on and have your own. You need to go on to the next place. But I still remember just how fearful I was as a young parent and just thinking, Lord, I have no idea of what I'm doing. And the only thing I knew to do was go forward. And then I remember years ago, I told this to the evangelist class yesterday. I was traveling back from Pennsylvania from a meeting, and we were driving our minivan, and you know when your lights start flashing on your minivan, that's a bad sign. And it was probably 9-10 o'clock at night when this was happening, and the Lord helped us to limp into where we needed to go. And I knew that we were going to be at camp all that week, so it'd be a good time to get our van repaired. And so I took the van to the local dealership, and I said, I guess I just need this thing fixed. I said, I don't know what else to do with it. And he said, okay, we'll check it out. And so he called me and gave me the bad news. He said, your transmission's shot. And he said, and even worse news is that this particular model has a special type of transmission that costs more. And to be quite honest, again, I felt like I was just a young parent. I said, Lord, I've never had this happen before. I don't know what to do except just to go forward. And so we did, and we got it fixed, and the repair bill was about $2,700 or so, and we had some money towards that, but it was just one of those things. We didn't know what to do, and so we came home Saturday morning, and as we came home, there was a person here in the area that caught me and actually flagged me down on the road, and my son Andrew and I were sitting in the front parking lot, and this person said, "Hey, I heard you had some car trouble while you were out in a meeting," one of the local residents. And I said, "Well, I did." And the truth is, up to that point, only one person in the area really knew about it. So I guess it just sort of spread like wildfire. I'm not sure why. But news goes around very quickly in Lattimore among the residents. And the lady said, "Well, here," she said, "I want to hand you something that'll help you with your transmission." And so I looked at this wad of bills and I handed it to my son and I said, "I want you to count that." And there were $2,100 bills in that wad. And it's been instances like that over and over again. The only thing I know to do is go forward. Lord, you've called us to do this. And Lord, we're just going to go forward. And those are just two glimpses into my past. There are a lot of other instances that I could share with you this morning. But it's wonderful when you come away from those stories, you know that only one person could do it, and that was God. And those things are special places in my life. And I hope that this morning that you'll be able to share some of those instances. So we'd like to go ahead and open the floor for testimonies. I want to invite you to come right ahead. Don't be shy. And usually the first batch is always the toughest. So I'll let you go ahead and get started. All right. While these are giving testimonies, if you'd like to come up, you feel free to do it. Now, men, remember, we're not looking for sermons. All right. But we are looking for testimonies. And ladies, you be careful about preaching, too. OK, so. All right. Well, I'll tell you, we'll start with you, Josh. OK.
I don't know if that's a sign or what, but my name is Josh Wagar, and I'm a senior missions major. And I know all the time when I get up here, I say, you know, I'm called to Chuuk, Micronesia. And I am. And that's my testimony this year, is I want to praise the Lord for calling me into missions. I want to praise the Lord for calling me into the ministry, period. I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy of it. I'm nothing but a sinner. But God chose to use me. And it means everything to me. And I praise the Lord for just showing me specifically through the years, yes, I want you in ministry. Yes, I want you in missions. Yes, I want you in Micronesia. Yes, I want you in Chuuk. And now I'm just waiting for the island. And I just praise the Lord for all that He's done in calling me into the ministry. And I want to praise the Lord for what He will be doing in the future in Micronesia.
Amen. And this time last year, Josh was single.
Amen.
So now he's married. So. Go ahead, John.
My name is Jonathan, and many things I could thank the Lord for. And one particular thing, the people He puts in your lives, I'm thankful for my professors, and I'm thankful for my wife. But a particular individual named Mark Moberly, when I was in the military, he was a graduate from Pensacola Christian. And he was an independent Baptist, and I wasn't. I was a new Christian. But he challenged me on some issues, which eventually led to me going to an independent Baptist church and coming here to Ambassador and also meeting my wife. And I thank the Lord for the people He puts in our life.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Brett Yates. I'm a sophomore, a junior missions major. I just want to praise God for His confirmation on His call in my life, especially through how He's provided this semester. I shared a testimony earlier this semester about how that I wasn't planning to go to Neighborhood Bible Time a second summer, but the Lord really challenged me to give my finances and everything over to Him. If I can't learn to trust Him now, then I won't later. So I traveled the summer, and I've just seen God confirm my call to preach and to ministry through that. And then on top of that, how He's provided. My church took up a special offering this semester. I just got a check. I believe it was the last statement from Neighborhood Bible Time, an extra check that came in that I wasn't expecting. And work's been going great, a lot of hours. So I just praise God for how He provides and His confirmation along the way.
Amen. Brett.
I'm Brett Lehman, pastoral major. I'd like to praise the Lord for a few things. I'll try not to preach. First of all, for Dr. Beal and the ensemble team and the ministry team that came up to Maine. That's how I found out about Ambassador Baptist College. And there I was convicted that I needed to do something with my life and I wasn't surrendered. And so here I am. Praise the Lord for traveling safety despite all the wonderful bus issues on the way down. And more recently, I'd like to praise God for continuing to keep me here despite financial circumstances. Monday night had a wonderful, wonderful devotion that challenged me, who am I fearing? And then the following morning, I had God challenge me and has convinced me, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what stares you in the face and threatens defeat, God is still on the throne. And I'd like to praise the Lord because later that day, God provided the financial money needed for me to stay down here. He paid off October's bill, November's bill, and a portion of December's bill. And that, I was still speechless. I had to have a friend reread the statement for me because I still can't believe it. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Nora.
Hello, my name is Nora, and I'm a missions major, and I would just like to praise the Lord for the many people, very faithful Christians he's placed in my life. Began before even I was born, with college students and church members visiting my mom when she was not saved for 8 months. They faithfully came back until she got saved, and also just through my childhood and teen years, he's placed so many faithful people for me to look up to and role models, and even here, just the teachers and faculty, their patience and unselfishness is just such a blessing.
John?
My name is John Bauer, and I'm a senior missions major from Portland, Oregon. And we read in the Bible in Philippians 1:6 that it says, being confident of this very thing, that he, which hath begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful for all that Jesus has done in my life through this college. It's God, but this institution and these people, you, my peers and my professors, have been instrumental in my life. When I came to college, I lived on the edge. I was arrogant. I did things in my own strength and my own power. I was cocky. I had it all figured out. I tried to be independent. I was from the West Coast, and it showed. And but it's been a process, and you don't always notice one from one step to the other. But I look at the snapshot of me now, and even my philosophy concerning things, and I look at it compared to a snapshot of me stepping in the front doors of this campus. It's a pretty big difference, and I like this way better. I like the Bible way better. And I'm so thankful for the John Bauer that Jesus Christ can make me to be. And hopefully it's Jesus Christ, looks more like Jesus Christ every day. I'm thankful for this college and how that has happened through the Word of God that is used here. Amen.
Hello, my name is Becca Haas. I'm a junior missions major from Acme, Pennsylvania. And I just want to thank the Lord this morning for the friends that he's brought into my life. Back home, I have a lot of friends, but I don't really have any friends that are my age. And so when I came here to college, I made lots of friends. And I'm just thankful how friends can help you and encourage you and even convict you when you need it.
Good morning. My name is Jennifer Duarte, senior missions music major. But I'm thankful for missions today. And I was thinking about what I wanted to share. And God just kept bringing the subject of missions with missions conference a couple weeks ago. And then we had a missions conference at my church, Maranatha. And it just reminded me, I'm a product of missions, and I'm so thankful for men and women who went. And God has really taught me this year to live for eternity and to think, if it weren't for someone going, I wouldn't be standing here and thanking God for his mercy and grace and saving me. And God reminded me and says, well, if it isn't for you going, you never know 20, 30, 40 years from now who will be able to stand and praise God for what he's doing in their lives because of your faithfulness. And so that's just my challenge. If it's not for you, maybe, college student, someone will never hear the gospel. And the second thing I'm really thankful for is just the Word of God. I had prayed coming into this year, Lord, don't let me just get dry and used to it, become familiar with college and classes. And the class the book of Romans has really changed my life this year. And I'm just so thankful for Pastor Camp's faithfulness in teaching it and living it as well. And I'm just so thankful that we can live victoriously. I wish I could have taken that class when I was a freshman, but God is just teaching me so much. Thank you.
Amen. And I'm Jana Lee Duarte. I'm her sister, and I'm proud of that. And I'm from Cuiabá, Brazil, and I would like to thank the Lord for my salvation today and just for his call on my life to serve him. What a privilege we do get to serve the Lord. I would also like to thank the Lord for my family, the godly family that I get to see in 23 days. I'm excited about that. And just for the people God has placed in my life.
Amen. My name is Jenny, and I'm a missions major from Michigan. And I know I said this last year, but I just can't get over it, that there was somebody who came to me and knocked on my door and brought me to church every Sunday and Wednesday and just ministered to me, and they were my family. And I just look at all the other bus kids that I grew up with and where they're at today, and I'm so thankful that the Lord called me and that he put people in my life to sanctify me, and I'm just really thankful for that.
Amen.
My name is Rita Bucher. From Spain, elementary education major. I just wanted to praise the Lord for the emphasis on the Word of God here, that that I believe is what has changed most of our lives, and I just praise the Lord for that. I also wanted to praise the Lord for, because of the emphasis of the Word of God here, just the change that he's done in my life and is doing. I was able to talk to my little sister about it, and she, a few weeks later, she was excited telling me how she's been studying John 15 and understanding how to live the Christian life, and it just brought tears to my eyes because it's just amazing to see a younger sibling following the Lord, or any of them. And the last thing was just the blood of Christ that is able to purge our conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
Hello, my name is Emily Spence. I am a junior church ministries major. And I would just want to thank the Lord for this college in particular. In high school, I remember the teachers trying to prepare us for college and telling us how in our note-taking, how you had to work really fast and just get it done because the professors, they didn't care if you passed or failed. You just had to get stuff done. And they were trying to get us ready for it and everything. And they said, you know, with your cell phones or computers, they don't care what you do. I mean, they get paid either way. And so I was really kind of intimidated about starting college. And then I came here, and this college is like no other college in that these professors care for us and they invest in us. And just from several different aspects of the college, I've had Brother Christensen. He taught me how to check the air in my tires, and like what other college has that professors will help you like that, and then I have teachers who will just pray with me, or when I go to them and apologize for something, they'll say, you know what, instead of scolding me, they'll just say, you know what, I'll just pray that you can work through that, and teachers, Mrs. Smith, she is very patient with me as I go to her with lots of questions about just different things. And just our president of our college, I heard about him just driving Andy home one day, and I just thought, that's so special, and we're so blessed here at this school. And that he'll get out there and play in the Turkey Bowl. I'm not sure if he's playing this year. But I'm just so thankful for the family environment here at this school and just the difference God makes in lives.
Mike Salyer, missions to the Philippines. I want to thank the Lord for salvation, that God sent his son Jesus for our salvation. I want to thank the Lord for America. Even though things are eroding, we still are able to come to a Bible school and to pass out tracts and to preach. So I'm still thankful for those things. Thank the Lord for Ambassador. It's a family atmosphere. I saw it in the Sword of the Lord. It said family atmosphere. And I saw Dr. Beal and Dr. Comfort sitting there. And meeting Dr. Comfort 20 years ago in Saginaw. The first tapes I've ever bought was Dr. Comfort's tapes, and I've always kept those. And my wife, wanting to clean the closet out a lot of times, she wanted to get rid of a lot of things. I said, no, we're going to hang on to these. And eventually the Lord brought me here. So, and I thank the Lord for my family. We'll be celebrating our 20th anniversary and a new child in about 2 weeks. So I'm on alert always. But praise the Lord.
Amen. In just a few moments, we're going to have some more testimonies. Stephen's going to come and play a cello solo. Is that right? How long have you been playing that thing?
Thank you, Stephen. As you're coming for the next group to give testimonies, let me mention a few things that you young people have no concept of as we started Ambassador. Brother Childs has given this testimony several times that I would be away in meetings and I would call back and I would ask my executive vice president, how are you doing on the payroll? We always had our payroll on Thursday. And I'd call up on Monday or Tuesday and he'd say, well, we're about $500 short. And I'd call up on Thursday and say, Bruce, did we make payroll? And he'd say, well, we had $100 over. And I wish you could have been here the second year. I think we had 73 students the second year. And young people, how would you like this? When we were in the old location, the students had to line up at Morningstar Baptist Church to take a shower early in the morning, 5 o'clock. And we had an inadequate sewage system. And every week there would be a sewage truck that would come over and take our sewage away. And so finally we got notified from the city that we were to have a sewage system and it was going to cost about $30,000. I never will forget. Daryl Champlin was speaking in the missions classes for a module during that time. And in our praise service, he stood up and he said, you know, I have been praying for years that God would raise up a school just like Ambassador. And he said, this is an answer to my prayer. And I told the students to pray about 73 students needing $30,000. And so we took up an offering like we're going to do in a little bit. And in that class of 73 students, we had $27,000 offering. And I'll give you another insight. We were getting ready to get into Ambassador, into this location in 1996. I was in December, I was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania with Bruce Love. And so I called up our business manager and he said, Brother Comfort, I've got some bad news. He said, for the first time in the history of the school, we have not been able to meet payroll. And he said, that's not all. He said, before we get into Lattimore in the next 30 days, we've got to have $175,000. So I thought, how in the world is that going to happen? And I went to the church that night limping. And the pastor said, Brother Comfort, what's wrong? I said, I don't know. I said, I've never had this feeling in my feet before. He said, take off your shoe. Of course, this was before the service. And so I took off my shoe, and he said, you've got gout. And I said, what is gout caused from? He said, well, three things could be the reason. Drinking too much alcohol. Number two, too many rich foods. And number three, stress. I said, bingo. And so to make a long story short, in the next 30 days, God brought in $202,000 for us to get into this location. So I tell you those things to make you realize that as God has met the need of Ambassador, there's a tremendous need now. We're trusting God like we have in the past, but as God meets our needs, He can meet your needs too. And I also want to thank God for the successor that God has given to this school. I've been with four men this year who are in their twilight of their ministries, and in the next 2 or 3 years, all four of those men will be turning their churches over to a successor. Not one of those men has a successor that he's been training. So I want to challenge you fellas that when you go into the ministry and you spend a long time in a ministry, if you don't have a successor, you're not a success. So you better make sure that you laid the groundwork long before you decide to retire to have a successor. And I have told many, many people this, that Ron Comfort did not put Alton Beale in as my successor. God put him in. And I'm so thankful that he did. All right, now, you young people, don't take as long as I did for your testimonies.
Well, my name is Tim Brubaker. I'm a sophomore pastoral major from Hershey, Pennsylvania. And first of all, I'd like to praise the Lord for my family as well. I was just kind of reflecting on the parents that the Lord has given me and brothers, and just how each and every single one is being used of the Lord, is faithfully serving the Lord. And I'm thankful for that heritage. Sometimes on Ensemble, I'll give testimony of my salvation and my upbringing, and the fact that I was raised in a Christian home, and I was raised where going to church and serving the Lord was the normal thing to do. I don't take that lightly. I'm very thankful for that. And so I praise the Lord for my family, thankful especially for my new nephew, Alan. I haven't seen him yet. I've gotten to see pictures, but I'm excited for that day when I get to spend some time with him and Dave and Amy. Secondly, I'd also like to praise the Lord for America and the freedoms that we have here, the safety that we have here because of God's grace. I was sharing with some of the guys in the dorm just in the last few days of how that we can go to school, we can go to classes, we can go to church without fear of rockets being launched in our direction from several miles away, such as happening over in Israel. And we don't live in constant fear as over in that nation of military conflict or anything like that. But we can come here, we can train for the ministry, we can do what we want to do in this regard, without having to live in fear of those kinds of incidents like that. So I praise the Lord for his blessing and his protection.
Morning, my name is Aaron Sessions. I'm a sophomore pastoral major from Fort Madison, Iowa. And I want to praise the Lord for the friends that I have. I know, I guess it wasn't until, I guess this year, I really realized what good friends I do have, and that came by way of car troubles. First instance, the car died on the way back from work late at night, died right here by the fire station, and Adam Adavi and Tim, they were willing to come down, and we pushed it back to the campus parking lot and then drove me back up to campus. And then my roommate Aaron, if I was working on the car, he was there with me trying to get it running. And then also when it died again on the way back from the softball championship, we had Brother Luchak. He was willing to start pushing me back with his truck. We were praising the Lord when it did start, because that was going to be a long night if we had to push it all the way back. But I guess the Lord might have brought this my way just to show me that, about what the good friends that I do have here, so I want to praise the Lord for that.
James. Good morning. My name is James David Colin Kenneth Walcott, and I'm a senior pastoral major born in Denver, Colorado. I'd like to praise the Lord for a couple of things. I'd like to praise God, first of all. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. As many of you know, I have been very independent person my entire life, and I have trouble getting close to people. I'd like to praise God, however, for those amongst this student body at my church, and you know who you are. I thank you for what you've done in order to reach into my life and try to get close to me. I know that I'm a mean person, and I know that I can be coarse and callous and heartless and cold and uncaring and unkind. And you're willing to bear the brunt of that in getting close to me. And so I'd like to praise God, because Jesus Christ himself had friends. And he calls his disciples his friends. Well, I want to be like the Lord, and I want to have friends as well. So I praise the Lord for allowing you and moving in your heart to bear with the James in order to help me to have friends. So praise God for that. I also like to praise God for the results of the election a little while ago. In everything, give thanks, the Lord says. It comes to mind the fact that God isn't, he's not a Democrat and he's not a Republican. And it doesn't matter who is in the White House. God is interested in receiving glory, and he's interested in making us into the nation that we need to be, and he's interested in making us Christians into the people we need to be. And if that takes the president that we have, then we ought to thank the Lord for it. So I praise the Lord that he's put the person into the White House who he has, because it's for our best and it's for his glory. And I'd also like to praise the Lord, finally, for the family of God. I wouldn't have chosen the family I have if I could have. You know, I look back and I would have said, you know, I'd like this or that. But God gave me the family that he has given me, the blood family, for a reason. And I'd also like to praise God for the Christian family, because looking at this group of people, we are really different. I mean, I look at people like Andy Santiago versus Pastor Kemp, and there's a little bit of a difference there. And yet we are united under the blood of Jesus Christ, and there is no difference anymore. So I'd like to praise God for that unity and for that brotherhood and for that camaraderie that he brings.
Good morning. My name is Jessica, and I am a sophomore secretarial major from Pennsylvania. And I'd just like to thank the Lord for taking my car from me. I know it sounds really funny. I know a lot of people, they say, well, you're so lucky to have a car. You can do what you want when you want. But that was the problem. I was doing what I wanted when I wanted to and not doing what I needed to do. And by taking my car away, he just showed me, this is what I want you to do. I don't need you to be out going to Walmart just because you want to get off campus or doing whatever. But I need you to be in my will, studying, making sure you get through your subjects so I can get out and serve him. And like Pastor Camp always says, it's a choice of your will. And I could be grumbling, complaining that I don't have a car and this isn't fair. Or I could be praising God because I don't have a car, but I have friends that are willing to take me where I need to go. Not just because I want to get off somewhere, but they actually are willing to take me where I need to get going. And I just like to praise the Lord for that.
Norman Johnston, missions major. Something like that. I am thankful today to God specifically for the students at Ambassador Baptist College, particularly the ones that I get to spend so much time with over at Every Nation Baptist Church and also at the Korean Bible Baptist Church. I see in them a sacrifice that is an amazing thing. I mean, most of you here that don't go there, you don't understand that amount of time and energy and actual cost that each one of these students puts into that. I mean, it's a long distance. None of our people in Charlotte, any of the inner city people that we deal with, have automobiles. And so we pick them up and we take them home, and they do the extra things. They move people in, they move people out, and all of it without any kind of like complaining or anything along that line. The degree of sacrifice that is done there is something that I just don't know how to deal with it. I'm so thankful to God for what he has done in putting these people into my life. And the Aletheia Project is the same. The ones that work with that, I mean, extra hours, and everything that's happening there, it's nothing that I have done. It's something that they have done. And I, therefore, am standing here before you, very thankful to my God for the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of these students. I'm thankful for the students at Ambassador Baptist College.
I'm Cynthia Hagenauer from Michigan. I'm a freshman secretarial major. And I would just like to praise the Lord that I'm able to be here. As some of you know, I didn't have the money to come. And the Lord was able to provide that a week late. But I'm still here. And I praise the Lord that he's been able to work in my life this semester.
Good morning. My name is Emily Pike from South Dakota, senior church ministries major. And I've just been reflecting, you know, I'm a senior and reflecting over my past 3 years here and just all that the Lord has done in my life and how he's changed me. And it's amazing to see what God can do when you surrender to him and when you give your life to him. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord brought me here and for this school, for the teachers that have taught us, for the Word of God, for chapel. and even for my church that I go to over in Kings Mountain. It's just been such a blessing to work with people. Sometimes they're difficult, yes, but they're still people. And the messages the past few days have been a challenge, that ministry is people. And if we can't love people and minister to people, then what good are we? And I'm just so thankful for all that the Lord has done in my life.
My name is Garrett Conley. I'm a freshman missions major heading to Korea. And I just want to praise the Lord for a couple of things. One major thing that I found out just yesterday is that my grandma is doing a whole lot better. She's eating food. She has the energy to talk. It's just a great blessing. I was afraid that I would have to leave early and she would pass away. And that was something that I didn't want to have to see or go through this early in my college life. And the second thing is just one thing that really struck me is our president of our college. He takes the time to spend time with us. I was sitting down at lunch with TJ, and Brother Beal was sitting down with us. And I thought, and both he and I said this, that other colleges, the president doesn't spend time with the students. He doesn't get to know them. Unlike our president, Brother Beal. I just want to thank the Lord for our president. And also, I just want to thank the Lord for our teachers. And just the time that they spend, the hours that they spend teaching us, preparing materials, praying for us, and just the hours of work. I don't think any of us would know how many hours go into what they do to prepare for each 45-minute class that we have. I just want to thank the Lord for that.
Amen. Dr. Beal, you may not remember this, but I don't know how many other places in America that the students, while the president is praying over his meal, steal his food and hide it from him and get away with it. And I just want to thank you for allowing us to have that camaraderie with you. But no, I'm thankful for the Lord using people that from no background. I'm thankful that my parents, my parents both graduated from Bob Jones. My dad's a diesel mechanic. My mom's a hairdresser. And yet, now from their family, the Lord has called at least four of their children into full-time ministry.
Amen.
And even more than that is what Jenny was talking about with bus kids. I have a brother that he's our brother. We picked him up on the bus route for 4, 5, 6 years. And finally, his mom came to us one day and said, look, he's getting in all kinds of trouble at school. Will you guys take him? And he was 14. He wasn't saved. From 14, a year later, at 15, the Lord saved him in a tent meeting. And I wouldn't have that any other way. He is my brother. So that puts seven children in our family. And he's graduating this year from Canadian Baptist Bible College. I have a brother that's graduating, my oldest brother, he's graduating from Canadian Baptist Bible College. We're both going into full-time ministry. The Lord brought me here, and I just thank the Lord for using people that don't necessarily, that the Lord would see to use us, that we would see that he would use us for his ministry. And also, I praise the Lord for my church that I've been attending, Maranatha Baptist Church and Pastor Camp. Pastor Camp has been such a blessing to me since I've been attending church there. And being able to go to him with any question, and he'd take time in whatever he was doing and sit down and talk with me. And then just counsel me from the Word of God. And I just praise the Lord for that, because there's not very many people that'll take that time and do that. And I just praise the Lord for that.
Thank you.
Well, good morning. My name is Jordan Hefner. I'm a freshman evangelist major. And I just like to praise the Lord for a few things. There are a lot of things that we can all be thankful for. Just a few things. I'd like to be thankful for life that he gives us and new life through his son. And one thing that the Lord has been teaching me, showing me that I've been meditating on, is that I need to be thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ. And a lot of times we take that for granted. And the picture I have in my mind a lot of times is just Christ on the cross and his blood flowing down, and the fact that He did that for me and everyone here, but especially for me, the fact that he did that for me. Just a few verses this morning. I promise Pastor Shred I won't be as long as I was last night, but I took a while last night. I'm sorry. But 1 John 1, verse 7, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." And just three things about his blood is that it pays for our sin. Hebrews 9 talks about the high priest going in and offering the sacrifices and all that, and how that Christ was become a high priest, but also that he offered himself and that he was the sacrifice. And so Christ offered himself once to bear the sins of many. Just the fact that, he offered himself, that he was the payment, but also that, like Rhoda said, she stole my point here, that he purges us. Verse 14 says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." Just the fact that we can have a new conscience, a new man that lives inside of us, Christ working through us, and also that we have a permanent home in heaven. And that Okay, well, it says here somewhere that we have an eternal redemption through his blood. And I can't find the verse right there because I didn't have it marked. But just the fact that we have a permanent home in heaven, and I don't have to worry about every time that I sin, I don't have to worry about the fact that, I might lose my salvation. Salvation is eternal. Christ offered his redemption through his blood for all of eternity. I'm thankful for that.
Hello, my name is Josiah Cole. I am a freshman mission major based in Frisco, Peru. And I would like to thank the Lord for the witness of my grandfather, Alan Wilkes. He was a minister for several years, and if it wouldn't be the fact the Lord gave him a love for people, I know my father would never have been discipled, never would have made it to the mission field. Right now would probably be a drunk sound guy, and I wouldn't even be in existence. So I praise the Lord that, that my grandfather saw my dad in the state he was in and showed him about, basic discipleship. He was already saved, but he wasn't living like it at all, and I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Charity Haas. I'm a freshman elementary education major, and I have made a decision that each day I want to pick at least one thing or maybe two things that I'm thankful for and try and tell somebody about it, because oftentimes I find myself complaining just about either homework or something that happens. And so today I'm thankful for my family. And I am also thankful for God's mercy. And I think it was neat that he read a passage today about God's mercy. And I'm just very thankful for not giving up on us and always being there for us.
Amen.
Hello, I am Josh Kahi. What? And I would like to praise the Lord for a couple things. First one being his salvation. I am blessed to be saved and to be second for his healing. And I will forego the details because this testimony will turn into a sermon. And I will praise the Lord for answers to prayer for pretty much his healing, and I will forego the details for the same reason. And thank you.
All right, after that song, let's have some more testimonies. Come right ahead. I see a couple just on the edge of their seats waiting to come. And so we'll let you come ahead. And as far as we know, this will be the last round, so I want to encourage you, come right ahead. And don't be afraid, all right? Jed, we'll start with you, sir, all right?
Well, good morning. I'm Jed Duarte. I'm a sophomore missions major from Cuiabá, Brazil. There is so much I'd like to praise the Lord for. Recently, I've been going through my journal, and And just looking back from where the Lord brought me, I remember a couple years ago now, I bachelored with Brother Luchek, and it was so cold. We got here around I got here around January, and I just remember the cold, and I also remember just, you know, how the Lord provided over and over and over again. I didn't count, but there's, I almost want to say hundreds of time. Little things, big things, school bills the Lord has provided for. Really, there's no reason for me to be here right now except for God's provision. And I just can't get over that yet. In my devos, I've been going through the book of Matthew, and I recently read how the disciples forgot to bring bread. And Christ started preaching on the leaven of the Pharisees. And they're like, oh, it's because we forgot to bring bread. Oh, man, we're in trouble. And Christ looked at them and saw, why reason in yourselves? We have no bread. Don't you remember? I mean, two chapters ago. A little while ago, I multiplied, you know, for 5,000 people. Yet you can't trust me now just for what to eat. And that really brought it home to me. It's, you know, the Lord has provided so many times, yet how soon we are to forget what He's done. So I like to praise the Lord for His provision.
Good morning. My name is Kenny Hafner. I'm a junior double majoring in missions and evangelism from Lattimore, North Carolina. And I want to praise the Lord for one thing. It just kind of hit me when I was standing up here. It took me a long time to figure out what exactly I wanted to praise the Lord about, because I wanted to keep it concise because He's given me so many blessings. And I want to thank the Lord for that. Oops. But the main thing I really want to thank the Lord for today is for my family. It was through my parents' testimony that I was raised in a Christian family. My dad's not in the ministry or anything. They've always been involved in the local church. But it was through my parents that I came to Christ. And through them having devotions and just their godly example and parenting in my life. And also, I remember as a teenager, we were at a revival meeting, and we were having a prayer meeting before the preaching, and I remember hearing my dad pray. The men separated, and they were praying with their families, and Dad just right there told God that he wouldn't mind if he took his children to the mission field. And that point sticks out to me in my mind. It's just a specific point where the Lord really began to work in my heart and start to show me that maybe God wants me in ministry one day. And I'm not, you know, called by my family or anything like that. God definitely called me into the ministry. But I want to thank the Lord that my parents are willing to allow me to go. And also for keeping me here. Something weird happened as a sophomore. I took 21 and a half credits and I was working. And I developed an inability to wake up to an alarm clock, literally. Just this past week, I slept through 3 alarm clocks for over an hour before somebody finally came down and shook me awake. And so every single morning, though, my dad comes down at 5:30 in the morning, and he shakes me and wakes me up. And he doesn't have to be up till at least 7 in the morning until he goes to work or anything. But just little things like that. My family is so involved in my life, and I want to thank the Lord for them. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Stephen Emminster, freshman missions major from Wisconsin. And I'd like to thank God for the missions conference we had. It was very good, and I like to appreciate all the energy that was put in it from the teachers. And especially Pastor Johnson, I know that was a lot of work. And I'd also like to thank God for just the dorm that I've been put in with John Bauer and Todd Ewell and the encouragement they've been to me. I know Todd works a lot, and he's very, just all the energy that he puts into us and the time that he does and gives us. And I just really appreciate him. And John Bauer even just giving me a haircut last night and putting that up there. So I just thank God for that.
I was going to ask you who cut your hair, but anyway.
Nick Selzig, junior youth ministries major from West Virginia. So I praise the Lord for Every Nation Baptist Church, the opportunity that the Lord's given me to serve there, and for Pastor Ida Flesch, specifically the example he's been of faithfulness and just trusting God, and just the lessons that I've learned from him, the opportunity I've had to have a relationship with him, and the work that he's put into helping to teach me. And I just want to praise the Lord for Every Nation and the opportunity to be there.
Good morning. My name is Zara. I'm only a freshman.
junior evangelist major from Rome, New York. I'd like to praise the Lord. Well, really first, I really have to tell the story. Like, I just kind of wanted to. Like, as I was walking up, I was like, I told everybody in my room, I was like, I want to get up quick because I don't want to stand in line. And I'm really happy that I'm near the front. but I really would like to praise the Lord this morning just for my salvation. I really don't deserve to be here. I was reading tracts the other day just to review them. I like to read tracts before I hand them out. And I was reading a tract, and it was talking about the rich man and how he's still in hell today. And I was thinking, you know, I deserve to be in hell today. I deserve to be in hell 10 years from now, 20 years from now. I deserve to be in hell forever. And I really like to praise the Lord that I'm saved. Not only am I saved, I'm called to preach. I'm here at Ambassador. When I first came to Ambassador, I wish some of you guys could see me. And then other times I'm like, I really were happy that none of you guys knew me when I first came. The Lord has really taught me some things. Like, I didn't even know if the Bible was true when I first came. I really doubted just the Word of God. I doubted a lot of things and people He's put in my life, friends and teachers. It's so amazing what God has done for me here at Ambassador, what He's continuing to do. I really like to praise the Lord. I was diagnosed a couple weeks ago with orbital pseudotumor. That's why I have an eye patch on, for those of you that don't know. And it can get discouraging sometimes that what I have is one in a million people have. And it's just like, why me, God? Why me? And you know, I got to be encouragement, a challenge to some people in the hospital. My grandma has made steps closer to coming to know the Lord. And it's really, I'd like to praise the Lord just for friends. One of those stories that I was so depressed that I was just like, why me, God? And my grandma called me up and she knew I was depressed. She said, maybe you should just be happy. Some people are coming to know the Lord. And I was like, Grandma, my grandma doesn't know the Lord. It was just amazing just to have friends that'll push me when I need it or pick me up and help me when I need it. I thank the Lord for that.
Titus. Good morning. I want to praise the Lord for several things. One of the first things I want to praise the Lord for is 1 Timothy 1:12 says, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." And the Lord has enabled me just to be here to study for the ministry, and I want to thank the Lord for that. One of the other things I want to thank the Lord for is friends and the family atmosphere here at Ambassador. I know so many people here have encouraged me this semester and come up to me, faculty members that have come up to me and said, I'm praying for you, and sometimes have rebuked me and challenged me to take steps that I don't want to take, slow down. I just want to praise the Lord for friends that care and that want my best and want me to be able to serve the Lord in the long run, and I really am thankful for that.
Amen. Kurt.
Hello, my name is Kurt Robertson, senior, about to finish here in 3 weeks. Going to Korea as a missionary, first originally to South Korea for a few years to learn the language and the culture, even more than I already have been learning at the Korean church for the past couple of years. But I just want to praise the Lord for the Korean church. It has been a blessing since the start of the Korean church in every nation. I am so grateful to be involved in that ministry there. And the more I learn about Koreans, the more I feel like a Korean on the inside. And I feel like I see their heart and their love and their mind and the way they think. And I just see how rich their culture is. And I'm like, you know, I feel like that. It's like I'm stuck in this American body. And but I praise the Lord for that. But I also want to praise the Lord for His provision for the past 5 years of school. When I came to school, my parents owned their own business, and they were able to help me financially. And through circumstances, the business went under. And, well, actually, my parents sold it, and then the business went under, and the guy didn't pay him for the business is basically what happened. and I had to sit out a couple semesters or really take one class in order to keep going. But the Lord has provided over, I don't know, $30,000, $40,000 for me to be here at Ambassador. And I just want to praise the Lord for His provision, this continual work in my life, especially this year. God has really grown me. He has stretched my faith. And I am so grateful for everything that He's done. And I just want to encourage you guys to keep going, keep fighting the fight. The Lord is with you, and He will stay with you. Amen.
Good morning. I'm Lloyd Hammond from Ackworth, Georgia. I'm a first-year graduate student headed to Bible translation in Africa. I want to praise the Lord for many things, but I'll just highlight a few. Number one, I want to praise the Lord for the friends He's brought along my way. There are times where I may look happy, I may look cheerful, but on the inside I'm carrying a heavy burden or something is depressing me, bringing me down, and the Lord will bring people across my path that will just encourage me in ways that even they may not be aware of. And I just want to praise the Lord that He knows what we need when we need it. And I also want to praise the Lord for the opportunities He's given me in Charlotte with Every Nation Baptist Church, being able to share the gospel for the first time with people that I've never heard before. And along those lines, I want to praise the Lord for the work of Bible translators and their sacrifice. I think of Adnar M. Judson and how he gave his life so that the people of Burma could have the Bible, and how even 200 years later we can hand out Burmese Bibles. And I was able to hand out a John Romans to a lady that came for the first time the other day, and I was just thinking how may the Lord help me to have that sacrifice, and just the examples of sacrifice that we have and how they challenge us and show us where we need to be for the Lord.
Good morning. My name is Emily Moore. I'm from Alliston, Ontario. I'm a sophomore elementary education major, and there's so much I could be thankful for and just praise the Lord for, but just two things in particular. I want to praise the Lord for my family and just how they're willing to sacrifice so much so that I can be here, and also just the staff and faculty here. I remember as a 7-year-old girl coming here, my father bringing my family down here to go to school, and just how down to earth the entire faculty is, and just getting to meet the president, Dr. Comfort, at the time, and just remembering as a little girl, wow, this is the president of the college, and I get to meet him. And I was so excited, and just remember my first impression of Dr. Childs, and I got to sit in a few of his classes as a young girl, and just thankful for Dr. Beal now, and just how he's willing to don a pair of overalls and play basketball and roll on the floor with the guys. And just not many colleges have that. And I'm just so thankful for just how they're willing just to be there for us no matter what we need.
Stephen Minion, Bolingbrook, Illinois, Missions and Music double major. I want to thank the Lord today for my family. My father, he always told us to do what's right, took us to church every Sunday, told us to get involved in things. I praise him. I praise the Lord for that. I also praise the Lord for my mother. Proverbs 31 says, her children arise up and call her blessed. That's what I want to do today. And I know if it wasn't for the testimony of my parents that I would not be here, I'd probably not be saved. I'd probably not be serving the Lord today. So I want to praise the Lord for that.
Hello, I'm Curtis Heppen. I'm a sophomore youth ministries major from nowhere because my dad is in the Navy. And that's partially what I want to praise the Lord for today. So, you know, we've lived from Indiana down to Florida and, you know, a few states in between, all the way to Germany, to Washington, and then Hawaii. And moving in between has kind of been like a missionary, kind of been like an evangelist, in the fact that I've learned how to interact with different people and how to become more friendly. I know around here I don't always act, you know, unlike Lloyd, who carries his burden and he always shows a happy spirit, you can see it in me. I show my emotions very easily. And I just want to thank the Lord for the friends that, you know, take the time to get to know me and who are most like me. I know me and Garrett get confused a lot because of that. But it's because of that that I have friends who understand what is going on and help calm me down from what I'm mad about. And there are other days when I get really mad and I don't like to do things. But then I come to Corral, and I thank the Lord for Dr. Scovel and his carefree spirit and how he's always, you know, he goes on, you know, he relates music to food somehow in some form or fashion. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. But the singing that we do, the Messiah music, helps me realize that it's not me, it's God. And everything else that I'm mad about, why should I be mad about it? It's just something small compared to what I'm doing for God. And I just want to thank the Lord for that.
Good morning. I'm Sarah Beverly. I'm from Beckley, West Virginia, and I'm a sophomore L.Ed. major. And I have just two things I want to thank the Lord for this morning. I want to thank the Lord for my parents. I know a lot of students have already thanked the Lord for their families, but my parents have been in the ministry for, I believe, 24 years this year. And just the example that they've been to me, their faithfulness, my parents' wisdom, and just their direction in helping me with school, and just the example that they've had for just through the hard and the good times in ministry. And then I also wanted to thank the Lord for Pastor Ike DeFlesh and his wife Esther, and just the blessing that they've been to me this semester, and just their example of their faith, and how that the Lord has just been providing for them financially, and just the burden that Pastor John has for the people of Charlotte, and how he shares his heart with us, and how the Lord is working in his life, and he has no problem sharing that with us, his weaknesses, his strengths, and how he's a pastor to us, even as college students. I know we drive about an hour to go to church every week, and he'll take his time and come once in a while, and he'll drive here to Ambassador just to see how we're doing, and just to talk to us, see how I'm doing spiritually, how I'm doing financially, and just knowing that they're praying for me. It's just a blessing.
Amen. Adam? Good morning. My name is Adam Madavi. I am from West Columbia, South Carolina. I'm a sophomore, second man education major. Before I give a real serious testimony, I would like to say this. Muhammad Ali, I don't know if a lot of you are familiar with him, he was a very pompous, arrogant boxer. He thought he was the best, and one night he was on a airplane, and while he was flying to his destination, the plane hit moderate turbulence. And some of you, the word modern turbulence, when you're in an airplane, it's not really moderate. It actually means buckle your seatbelt, pray, and put on the gas mask they have coming from the ceiling. So the plane was going through moderate turbulence, and everybody put on their seatbelt but Ali. And the stewardess came up to him, and she said, "Sir, will you please put on your seatbelt?" He looked at her, and he said, "Superman don't need no seatbelt." And she didn't miss a beat. She quickly replied, "Superman don't need no airplane neither." When I was in high school, I was about to graduate high school, I was going through a very rough time. My mom was dating a very, very angry man. And before I killed him, which I didn't do, I went to live with a friend in Myrtle Beach. For 3 weeks. No, I'm dead serious. I was mad at this dude. And I'm half Persian, so I'm ready to go. I'm a dinajad on this dude. And so I lived with this friend. And going through high school, it was very hard for me. I had just lost my stepdad. I had turned everyone away from me. Made people mad. I would use my talents to push people away. I wouldn't let anyone in. But there was this one guy, and his name was Brent Nachel. He took me in for 3 weeks. Now, I could barely stand, I could barely be around a person for 2 days, let alone 2 weeks. But this man, this guy, 20 years old, junior at Coastal Carolina, studying to be a biologist, brilliant, brilliant man. I remember in high school, after running the mile, I had jumped on his back. We had both fallen on the ground. Instead of pummeling me, he just kind of got up, laughed, and walked with me up to the stairs. So he took me in for 2 weeks in his own house at Myrtle Beach. And every night we'd go out and we'd eat out, we'd have steak, and we never really drank. I was not a very big drinker in high school. It was such a precious time. He took me under his wing. He showed me things. He's like, "Why are you always doing this way? And why are you always doing these things that way? Why don't you do things easier? He taught me how to talk to people, sort of, in a way. And I'll never forget the love that he showed me. Well, we came back on a Friday night, and I loved Nacho very much. I had just made a best friend. I was about to go to the University of South Carolina, about to be a freshman. And I was glad that I had someone to kind of fall back on. We came back on a Friday evening, and I had to work at my mom's restaurant. And
Saturday morning came by, Nacho had called me, and he's like, hey, man, what's going on? What are you doing tonight? I'm like, dude, I'm going to Orangeburg about an hour away to help my grandfather run his restaurant. And so, oh, he's like, okay, so I'm going to a party tonight and just wanted to see if you wanted to come. It's like, nah, man, you know I don't like do that kind of thing. It's just, I'm just going to go back to Orangeburg and I'll talk to you later. He's like, all right. And I was half dead asleep. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning. Well, Sunday morning comes around, and I had two voicemails on my phone. And I listened to them and had an awful news. My friend Nacho had been killed in a car accident. He was under the influence of alcohol, inebriated, passed out in the back of the seat without the seatbelt on. The driver decided to race in the middle of the night, and he was ejected out of the car, broke his neck on impact, and immediately was dead. So there I was. Stepdad gone. My father doesn't want anything to do with me. And my only true friend, who took any time from me whatsoever, was dead. So I immediately rushed to Colombia. I was about an hour away. I sped the whole way there. And I wanted to be with his mother. And his mother, the horrible screams of her coming from her. I was coming out of the car to get into the house. And as I was walking up the front porch, I could hear the moans and the screaming. I had never heard anything like this before. I walked into the room. They wanted me to get into the room as quick as possible because no other friends of Nacho were there. I was the only guy, young guy, there. And so I walk into the room. She's on the bed with a dozen women holding glasses of water to her because she's crying so profusely that she's getting dehydrated and her voice is starting to become hoarse. And she sees me and she reaches out for her arms and I embrace her and she wraps her arms around me and she starts screaming and she latches on to me. And she says, I'll never see him again. I'll never see him again. I'll never see him again. My son. The pain and the issue, Nacho was her only son. There I am, 18 years old. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. You know, my grandfather was an Ayatollah imam in Iran. And he wasn't saved when he died. And being from the lineage that I am, it's not really important. I don't think so. I'm under the blood of Christ. But my grandfather, Agajun Mahadavi, is in hell right now. Saying, Mehdi, go to Ambassador, study for Christ, and go tell my son about Christ, because I do not want him to be in here. I don't want him here. Go tell him. As of right now, there are bombs coming down in Israel, in Gaza. And I can imagine how many other mothers are screaming because of the death of their sons. And it is of utmost importance, and I'm so thankful to God, Allah, Jehovah, Elohim, for putting me in this place. Because after I leave this place, I don't know when it'll be, but I'll have a message, His message of the gospel that I will be able to tell to a crying mother, about another mother who lost a perfect son, about the blood of the Lamb that shed His divine blood for everybody, and that she can have peace. I don't know if Nacho was saved or not, but I know the next time that some teenager calls me and he says, I'm going to a party, I'm going to tell him that we need to have a talk, and it's not going to be me talking. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I praise Him.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. My name is Katie Dean from Mount Vernon, New Hampshire, and there's many things to praise the Lord for, but one particular is for Psalm 18:30 and just the truth from that, and that God's way is perfect, and His perfect leading in my life, and His hand of provision is faithfulness, and time and time again seeing His just mighty hand at work with my family, and being from a large family and in ministry, it was always relying on His provision, and just praise the Lord for that. And then just for my granny and her godly testimony she is to me and my siblings, and there's just seeing her going through this trial that she's been physically suffering, and just her faithfulness to the Lord and her joyfulness, and just the impact she's had on our life, and the godly heritage God has put me, given to me, and just never want to take it for granted.
Amen. Sarah?
My name is Sarah Murray. I'm a junior missions major from Georgia, and I first want to praise the Lord for the sufficiency of Christ. And just in the past year, situations I've been going through with my family, God's just really helped me see how in all things he's enough, and He's all I need, and that I need no one else and nothing else, but the fact that I can run to Him, and I have that privilege to go to Him and only Him. And just to see that, and one of the things He's taught me lately is just how impatient I am. Sometimes just one immediate answer, but lately especially, He's helped me see just how many times in Scripture He teaches us that we need to wait on Him, and just the blessing of waiting, and I'm so thankful for that. And I'm also want to thank Him for His specific leading, and I won't go into the whole story of how Lord opened the doors, but I just over the past year, Lord took a burden that He had been slowly giving me towards the people of Russia, and also for the deaf, to help me realize that He, in fact, was leading me to go to Russia, Krasnoyarsk, to be specific, and I'll be going there as my internship and working with the deaf there. I'm just so thankful for the Lord, for the fact that He would save me, and He would, for His working in my life, and the things He's been teaching me, and for His desire to use me.
Good morning. My name is Austin Schmidt. I'm a freshman missions major. I just have a couple of things I want to praise the Lord about. It's kind of like a conglomeration. I want to praise the Lord for all of you guys. You guys are special to me. I've never really lived in a community of people that love the Lord and really want to serve Him. It's very obvious. I also want to thank the Lord for, I just got a job. I'm not really good at it right now, but I'm getting better. And it seems promising in the future. So praise God for that. I also want to thank the Lord for my mom. And she led me to the Lord when I was 4 years old. But I also really want to thank God for His mercy. I fell away from the faith when I was a teenager, about 14 years old, and I forsook God for about 3 or 4 years, and I was pressing hard into sin. I was a bad, bad person. That's all I can't. Whatever. I mean, God, He came to me. He came and He found me. I didn't look and search Him out. He came and He came to back to me and got me, and He brought me back to Him. Mm. And He brought me here. He wants to use me still. So I want to thank God for that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Ricky Bottoms. I'm from Jessup, Georgia. if you forgive me, I'm still trying to battle this crud that's been going around. Graduating senior, Lord willing. Finally. I just want to praise the Lord for three really quick things. First of all, for family, it's been mentioned many, many times already today. I just want to praise the Lord for a godly family. my dad was saved while he was in the military. You know, he only served 2.5 years in the military. Different things happened then. He was counseled by military counselors and preachers to get an honorary discharge. And you know, but he was saved while he was there. And I praise the Lord that in that 2 year, 2.5 year time span, he was able to hear the gospel preached and respond to that. And he was able to meet my wife, my mom. Meet my mom. Sorry, third shift here. Joined Joe back there. He was able to meet my mom, who was a school teacher for a Christian school. And she taught my sister, my older sister, his daughter. And they were able to meet and just raise me and my three brothers in a Christian home. Wouldn't be the ideal in some eyes or whatever, but God put me in that home, and it was I learned a lot. Second thing I want to praise the Lord for is finances, just the finances to get even this far. Most of y'all know that during this time I had to sit out a year due to finances, partially because of some ignorance on my part, willingly. And God had to chasten me for that. And I just praise the Lord for his chastening and also provision of finances. And thirdly, I want to praise the Lord for my home church and the church that I attend here while I'm at school. My home church, Northside Baptist Church in Jessup, Georgia. The pastor is no longer there, the original one. He moved on to another pastorate. But I learned so much under Pastor Bobby Creel. He had a heart for God and still does. Just taught me so much. For Emmanuel Baptist Church here in Kings Mountain, just learning so much under the ministry there. And I just want to praise the Lord for those things that he has provided in my life. I would not have been able to go this far without them and without his provision. And praise the Lord.
Joel? My name is Joel Langner. I'm from the Langner household. I live here in Shelby. I want to praise the Lord for his mercy and his grace, especially for the conviction of the Holy Ghost as well in my life. And you learn to love that. Learn to love that. And I also want to praise the Lord for my wife. She's probably listening. I love you. We're coming up on 3 years. I just want to thank you for your sacrifice.
All right, John. My name is Jonathan Smelter. I'm from York County, Pennsylvania. And I just want to praise the Lord this morning for just the little things that he gives us different times. He gave me something small this week, and, you know, little things sometimes that we take for granted, and it was just a big blessing to me, and I just want to praise the Lord for that this morning.
Stephen Ratchford from Dunbar, Pennsylvania. As I was sitting there in my seat, I'm like, I don't know whether I should get up here or not. And then I remembered a verse in Ecclesiastes. The Bible says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." And as many of you probably know, I've been having a lot of trouble recently. It's just been obvious. And I appreciate those of you who have been praying for me. But, you know, a couple months ago, I sat out in that front parking lot in my car contemplating taking my own life. I was probably within 2 minutes of doing it. And then there was only one thing that stopped me, and that was realizing if I did that, I would stand before God and be accountable. And I was not ready to be accountable to God for taking my own life. So I refrained from doing it by God's grace, and woke up disappointed the next morning that I was still alive. But after that, I'm like, I'm just going to give up on God. So I did. I literally gave up on God. Set my Bible aside probably a month. Didn't touch it unless it was for class or chapel. And my heart wasn't in it. But I want to thank the Lord that he didn't give up on me. And the Lord showed me through other people and through his word, you know, I'm not doing what's right. And I want to thank the Lord, especially for one friend. I called him up and I told him, and he's been a mentor to me, especially this past summer. But I called him and I told him exactly what was going on. And he had a very nice way of saying, Stephen, you're stupid. You need to get back to God's word. And I just want to thank God for that.
Hello, my name is Chris Law, graduate student, Shelby, North Carolina. Over the years that I've been here, I just want to thank God for the word of God and how much it changes. As I was a student in Seattle, going to college there, some years ago, I went to multiple churches, and I was looking for truth. And I grew up in an independent fundamental Baptist church, but it was mean and legalistic, and just there was not love for people. It was a set of rules to follow, and you look good, you talk good, you do this. And I was a good kid at the time. And in college, I was searching and ended up settling at Mars Hill under Mark Driscoll, and I was a member there at a very ecumenical church. And I had a friend of mine that I was a dorm student with. And the Lord, I was hungry. I wanted to know the Word of God, but I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what the church was supposed to be like. I was like, can you still be a New Testament church? Can you do all this? And the Lord just, I went in the military upon graduation and went to Rome, New York. And I had good friends there. Ross's parents, I knew Ross when he was 12 years old. I got some stories back then. The Lord just used that opportunity. I met a gentleman who retired from the military as lieutenant colonel, and he took me out the first time I went to church. And it was something different. And it's not a church necessarily, but I learned a lot. And then an alumnus from Ambassador came and told me about the school and the preaching, and you can hear it all online and stuff like that. And so it piqued my interest. I was like, oh, something new. And I started listening to the preaching and Dr. Comfort, and the Lord got a hold of my heart, realizing that it's not about your fame, prestige, and the money. And I took over this guy's office, 42 years in the government as a civilian, miserable guy, and I was miserable myself, made good money as a military member. And I get to the end of my life, and I got to stand before God, and I can be this well-acclaimed doctor, or I can be, what can I give to God? And it just really shook me up. And I said, I got to do something different in my life. And just the church and everything there started to get me involved in door knocking. Never really done that. I knew grandma did that. But I was like, oh, that's old way of doing things. You don't reach people by door knocking anymore. That's just not the way we do it. And very arrogant. But anyways, I started listening to preaching. The Lord got me. And eventually through the military, called me there. And I had a mentor there, and came down here, and all the counseling and psychology and everything in the world cannot compare to the Word of God and how much it can change your life. And I know that God's will, he gave me a wife here. I started off as a dorm student, and then I was a commuter, and then I was a married commuter, so that was a blessing. Praise the Lord for that. But just how much that the perfect will of God is so much better than what I can contrive and do for my life, that God's will is amazing. And there's so much joy and peace and knowing that my Creator and just having a personal fellowship and relationship with Him. I mean, I would have never imagined that I would be here from Washington State down to here. But in God's perfect will, He brought me here. And I just want to thank the Lord over the years of how much He's continued to draw me and give me more truth. As I was hungry, He's given me more. And I praise the Lord for that.
Will Baker from Ashburn, Virginia. I'm a one-year Bible, and I'm proud to be in the center of God's will. I'd like to thank God for two things this morning. I think it's still morning anyway. I'd like to thank him, first of all, for the way he's led me to the church that I'm in right now. It wasn't of my own free will at all. He almost physically forced me into the church that I'm in now. But I praise him that he's put me in a place where he can use me. And I'm just really thankful for that. And I'm also thankful that, like Timothy, I can say I have two awesome godly heritages. One, my physical parents, who I just thank God that they just cared about me. They wanted me to serve God, and they loved me, and they were just the best examples for what parents could be for me. So I just praise God for that. And also, I praise God for three older brothers in the faith. I really thank God for them and them caring as well, and them taking the time to care about me and my brother. And they just really mentored us, and they've showed us how to serve God, and they showed us how we can enjoy serving God and what kind of life we can have as long as we walk with God. So I'm just really praising the Lord this morning. Thank you.
Amen. You two ladies have waited a long time. We're going to give you a certificate. All right. So
I'm Gloria Clark. I'm a senior missions major. I want to praise God for the Holy Spirit's conviction. So many times, you know, I'm stubborn and I hold on to sin. And honestly, God would have every right to whip me, but it's just his quiet, you know, conviction that, Gloria, you need to get right with God, you know, change this in your life. And I'm just so thankful for that, the times when God doesn't give up on me. He continually convicts me over sin. And then the second thing is how God uses every experience that we've had in life, you know, whether we thought at the time it was good or for bad, God uses it for good. And I just praise God for everything he's put me through and going to.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Julie. I'm from North Carolina, and I'm a freshman missions major. And I want to praise the Lord for what he's been teaching me this semester. I can't even begin to name the number of things that I've learned. And I'm thankful for the Lord bringing me here. I almost didn't come. So I just praise him for bringing me here and for how he's been working in my life and just seeing him answer prayer like I've never seen before. And just simple prayers like losing my glasses and praying I'll find them, or driving home in the dark and praying I won't miss a turn. Then I miss the turn, but I end up on 74, so I don't miss a turn. So I'm just really thankful for the Lord. He's so good. And he's so merciful, and I praise him for what he's going to continue to do.
Amen. And on behalf of the faculty and staff, we want you students to know that we thank God for you.